This is WSIU. We're powered by you, and we're taking a look today at an upcoming community cinema. We've had a whole series of these, and the next features the program Limited Partnership. It's about the struggle of a couple who would like to get married but faces all those legal challenges that we've heard so much about in the news over the last, goodness, several years. The two people who will be working on the discussion after the film are Catherine Bryant Graves, who is the pastor at First Christian Church, that's in Carbondale, and Paulette Kirkin, who is an LGBT activist in Carbondale, a former director of the LGBTQ Resource Center on the SIU Carbondale campus. Ladies, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
So, Limited Partnership focuses on, as I said, the struggles of a couple who want to get married, but they face those legal challenges and those social stigmas. I wonder if you could talk about your perspectives on this and what you hope people are able to talk about as a result of joining into this forum. Paulette, can we start with you?
Sure. It's very much an evolving issue. I think that this is one of the things that is, social changes that's happened more quickly than anything in my recollection. But going back a little bit, before I was affiliated with the university, I owned the gay bar in town. And we had very serious issues and concerns, and certainly when I was working at the university, with, for instance, international students that met the love of their life while they were students here and had no legal recourse to be able to stay together once the student visa was up. And so it's a very serious issue, and I think that as it evolves and as it unfolds, we need to remember to consider the impact that it has on these people that are literally torn apart because of the lack of forethought in how we structure our laws.
Now, this couple is in Colorado, so
right.
Each state has its own rules, and as you said, Paulette, each of these rules are evolving, and people are really talking about what happens from here on out. Catherine, your perspective as a member of the religious community, a lot of times people say, well, religion says no to same-sex marriage. I'm assuming you may have a little bit of a different perspective than
that. I have a different perspective, I think there's just been a lot of work on this issue from the religious community, and we have different camps, of course. And it has to do with how people perceive Scripture. Those of us who understand Scripture as a process of people who are met by a presence that they have named God, see Scripture as something that comes from human beings who are trying to put words to an experience that is difficult to capture in words. We see that Scripture has in it error. It has in it various representations of many, many voices. And in paying attention to that, we discover that even in the process of translation from its original language to English, there are difficulties. So what is in Scripture that has to do with same-sex relationships often is misrepresented out of its context. So we have to be very, very careful with these passages that we assume have authority over our lives, because we are not dealing often with the multi-layers of process of human culture and interpretation that come into our understanding of divine authority. We are at First Christian Church Disciples of Christ, as are several churches in our community of that camp. The problem is we have a camp of Christians who understand Scripture as quote-unquote the Word of God. These Christians have a lot in common, in fact, with Islam, because the Quran is understood to be the very words of God through the prophet Muhammad. It is a understanding of Scripture that lends itself to literalism and then begins to evoke a certain response of authority over experience. And that really is a huge issue, not only for Christianity, but for Islam, Judaism, and many of the world's religions.
That's Catherine Bryant-Graves, the pastor at First Christian Church in Carbondale, and Paulette Kirkin, who joined me this morning to talk about limited partnership. They'll be the panelists for the community cinema this Saturday, May 2nd at 2:30 p.m. at the Carbondale Public Library. You can get more information at wsiu.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.